The slow home, like slow food, is carefully planned and crafted. It often uses local materials, and it's the antithesis of the cookie-cutter house often found in suburban developments. Calgary architect John Brown first coined the phrase slow home about 3 years ago, and he's been a missionary for the cause ever since. Recently, he began spreading the message through an online slow home design school. The eye-opener's Jennifer Keene has more.
Welcome to the Slow Home Design School. The goal of our site is simple, to help you learn about the principles of good residential design and how to apply
the virtual classroom for the Slow Home Design School is pretty modest. John Brown sits on a cream-colored sofa in his Calgary storefront office and talks to the camera. He takes his students through a different lesson in urban design every day, and he uses real-life floor plans to demonstrate what works and what doesn't.
A house shouldn't is not some sort of statement. It's not some kind of art object, even particularly architecturally designed ones. A house should be like a good knife or a really good canoe.
The online design school is an extension of John Brown's slow home philosophy, which takes its inspiration from the slow food movement.
A fast home is designed to be sold, not lived in. It's designed to be attractive, to be seductive, to make you want to buy it, in just the same way that a kind of oversalted French fry or burger makes you want to eat it. And the problem is, just like when you eat the fast food and you go, ooh, that didn't make me feel very good. A fast home is the same thing. It's like, this doesn't feel right. They're like having a pebble in the bottom of your shoe or just a badly built shoe.
As John Brown describes them, fast homes are the kind of homes that offer massive kitchens but don't have a front hall closet. And suburbs aren't the only place where bad design lives. Brown says downtown condos also often seduce customers with features that seem like a good idea, but really aren't.
In a condominium situation, calling something a den, which actually is nothing more than a closet at the front door that's just a little space left over in the plan. But the idea that you can say it's a one-bedroom plus den adds $40,000 to the price of the unit. But without any sense that that is actually a den, a library, a place you'd ever want to go into. There's so many of these plans where those spaces are small and nasty, and you never use them anyways.
Some architects argue that Brown's ideas aren't new, just newly packaged. But his colleague at the University of Calgary, Noel Keough, thinks the Slow Home Design School is a great vehicle for delivering those ideas. Keough teaches in the Faculty of Environmental Design, where he advocates for sustainable living.
When you look back in history at it, you know, our parents' or grandparents' time, the houses that we live in now, we essentially live in probably about four times the space we did. We have our houses are twice as big, our families tend to be half the size. So somehow we've come in a 20 or 30 year period to thinking that we need four times as much space as we used to have. So I think slow homes is about thinking, did we lose something in the transition there? And in times of the ecological environmental concerns that we have now as well, I think that's part of the impetus of slow homes, is to say, in order to maintain or enhance our lifestyle in the future, we have to be more efficient in the resources we use. And one of the places we can do that is with our homes.
The audience for the Slow Home Design School comes from all over. Its largest following is in Southern California. People also log on from London, Toronto, and Sydney, Australia.
And there are people that are on the site every day, and they're leading discussions. There's some professional designers. And what's happening is that there's starting to be a community evolve, just like a design school. And it's really, really cool.
His goal isn't to create more architects. Brown wants to reach the people who buy houses, not build them. People like Ellen Hoffman, a retired librarian. She logs on to the design school every day from her home in King City, outside Toronto. She says it's taught her to look at her own home in a different light.
It's made me appreciate things about my home. For example, he often emphasizes that when you come in the front door, you need space for people to stand as you greet them. You need a place for people to set things down, and my house has that. So I'm noticing things about my own house.
That's Brown's mission. He wants consumers to demand something better from their homes, not bigger and not necessarily more expensive. And if only consumers had followed his advice, we might never have gotten into our current economic mess.
It all started because of this, right? The fast house industry and its toxic mortgages in the United States was the thing that toppled the house of cards. Now, it was a house of cards, but that's the thing that started it all. you take the most important thing in a person's life. It's where you raise your children. It's where you're most vulnerable. It's your retreat from the world. It's the most expensive thing that most people will ever buy. And it has a huge environmental impact. And so you take those three things, and then you add in an industry that over the last 60 years has turned it into this money-making machine that turns out things that are unhealthy for us, bad for the environment, not great from a sort of life-living standard, or at least not as good as it should be. And it just makes me angry. It makes me really, really angry. But if we do this, we can help people make better choices. So yeah, this is completely a cause for me, completely a cause.
For the Calgary Eye Opener, I'm Jennifer Keane.